Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the Affair Recovery Library call, EMSO and EMSW call. And today we have three questions. Let's move forward to those. First question. My husband says he has completely broken off the affair relationship. I know he's not from reading his emails. He thinks I can't get into his emails. He sees her weekly and is telling her to be patient. Is it possible he's trying to let her down easily, or am I being fooled again? Should I watch and wait or move on immediately? A marriage of 35 years is difficult to end, and I love him dearly. Wow. I hate that you're in that position. It's impossible to know exactly what his motives are. My concern is the fact that he's still being deceptive, because the deception is the problem. You know, is he trying to let you down easily? I mean, really what he's doing is still trying to have both worlds, it sounds like. And he may even be stringing her along, which is cruel because, you know, it's robbing her of something else, too. I think that I would let him know at some point that you know, but I would also probably call for a separation and tell him he needs to decide. And at that point, you may also want verification that it's truly broken off. I know the problem is if you tell him that you are aware, then he'll change his email address. If you want, as you go forward, I would actually require that he give you access to email accounts or ways to monitor the computer or things like that. But at this point, depending on how long you've been in recovery, I would say call for a separation and make him choose. Because right now, if he continues in the deception, it doesn't make any difference whether or not he has good intentions. Infidelity is still the keeping of secrets, and you're not going to be able to trust him or really have any sort of authentic relationship with him as long as he's hiding. So make a choice on your end. You may be the only one who can make a choice, and I do know that a 35-year marriage is difficult to end and that you care for him. At the same time, love does act in the best interest of another person, and it's not loving on your part to allow him to continue in a destructive situation. Hopefully that will help. Looping versus verification. Here's our second question. I understand why a spouse would not read the partner's journal. The state of mind and thoughts can change, but facts don't change. If he has two outgoing calls to an AP after he started counseling and he says his behavior has changed, those are facts. I need to know. I realize he can call from a different phone number, and if he wants to continue, he will be able to do so without my knowledge. But if I do find something, then he is not trustworthy or safe. It's heartbreaking. Wouldn't this be verification, which he failed? If I look at his phone or want to verify his whereabouts or want passwords, he says I'm being sneaky. AR considers secrets to be infidelity. If he isn't doing anything wrong, he shouldn't mind sharing these things with me. He gets mad and says I'm snooping and being sneaky, but he's an incredibly good liar, so I need verification. Please help. Thanks. The whole point of the article on snooping versus verification snooping wasn't about not checking. In fact, I am a strong proponent of verification. I was really talking in that article about reading what somebody else is journaling, because the journals and the feelings and the thoughts that someone's going through, those things change. But making phone calls isn't about his phone calls aren't about his feelings. Those are his actions. And to me, those are very different things. If you read somebody's journal, you can certainly get the wrong impression or see them through the wrong lens. But you're not seeing him through the wrong lens if he's still contacting his affair partner. He's doing something that is incredibly damaging to you and to himself, for that matter. I don't know how you can rebuild trust if he's not willing to be open and honest. Some people, and your husband may be one of them, have a very strong need for privacy. They do get, I think, not just because they're doing something wrong, they can get very testy about those sorts of relationships or about checking in on what they're doing. But that, I don't know if that's the case here. He's got to look at it. If he chooses to go forward in the relationship, he needs to understand that he needs to help you heal, you be able to trust him again. And if he asks you to check rather than you just checking, he'll find that that takes away his problem. When I work with somebody going through Hope for Healing or in counseling, I'm always telling them, you don't need your wife to be checking. You need to be telling your wife to check. If he finally decides it's what he needs and what he wants, he'll no longer get defensive. If he hasn't taken Hope for Healing, that might be something that would be good for him just to be able to look at this a different way, because you're not doing anything wrong. You're just responding to a situation he's created. Last question. Will they ever get it? My husband is still in denial over his emotional entanglement with his supervisor for 4 years. We are early in EMSO, but he can't not see her because it's a small organization with just him and her and one other person full-time and a few part-time people. Do you have some men that don't get it until week 12? Will this work be for naught if he never admits to what he's doing wrong? I'm fighting back feelings of hopelessness with lots of prayer, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck. If you're early in EMSO, I would not expect him to be getting it yet at this point. It will be other couples speaking and his beginning to look at himself through the eyes of others that will eventually cause his perspective to shift. I believe that patience is probably a good piece at this point. Don't be hopeless. You haven't gone through many of the exercises that would probably help him to see things. Denial is a hard thing for people to pull out of, and I would still have hope that that will happen. Being able to see others take responsibility, other men take responsibility, will be one of the factors that will help him eventually move out of that denial. So don't give up hope yet. Let's wait to see what happens through the 13 weeks. If it's still a problem after about week 9 or 10, then why don't you write again? Or you could write again between now and then and let me know how it's going. But if you have another question of if it doesn't seem to be working, why don't you post another question and let's see if we can come up with another idea of ways to help him move forward. But in this one, I'm just saying don't give up hope. There's still a lot of things that will happen in your group. Well, that's the end of our calls for the day. Thank you guys for calling in and are posting the questions, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Keep posting your questions to healing.
So they're doing online.